February 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, every situation or event that occurs in the world is a means of returning souls to love of me. I give opportunities from the love I hold in my heart for each soul to win his salvation and a higher place in heaven. Understand, then, that each cross is a grace towards the salvation of the soul's own salvation, or the salvation of others. Every soul is needy in my eyes, and capable of a more secure house of personal holiness. In heaven you will understand every grace that was afforded you. It is only then you will see clearly the opportunities which you accepted and those that you allowed to slip out of your grasp without any spiritual prosper. The soul who realizes his call to earn his place in heaven understands most clearly how Satan lays snares for him in the world. The world and all it offers must not be your goal. Your own salvation and personal holiness must be your priority in your earthly life. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.